This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That monster storm that's been hammering California has people running.
KION News Channel was at the scene in Monterey County, where a tree crashed onto a pickup truck Wednesday. A woman was rescued and is expected to recover. Pacifica resident Pat King filled sandbags to protect his home.
We don't know what to do. We're just waiting for the storm to pass. We're just hanging on the best we can.
On Wednesday, power was knocked out to more than 100,000 customers. The storm is expected to dump up to 6 inches of rain in parts of the San Francisco Bay Area, and most of the region should remain under flood warnings into late Thursday night. I'm Donna Warder.
Tens of thousands of the faithful bid farewell to Pope Emeritus Benedict this morning at the Vatican.
Pope Francis was wheeled onto the platform in his wheelchair before taking part in the Mass in front of thousands of faithful. Despite attempts to keep the funeral low-key, as Benedict himself had requested, heads of state, royalty and clergy from around the world gathered at the Vatican. The world watched in wonder and sadness at the first funeral for a Pope Emeritus in modern times. I'm Karen Chamas.
Benedict's remains buried in a tomb in the Vatican Grotto. So where are they with choosing a House Speaker? Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy, who very much wants the job but has failed to get it after several votes, says he is making progress toward a deal. No end in sight yet, though. The House meets again today. Few details, but 8 members of the same family were found shot to death, 5 of them children, their bodies found in a home in Enoch, Utah. Britain's Prince Harry alleges in a new memoir that his brother Prince William physically attacked him during a furious argument over the brothers' deteriorating relationship. This is AP News. President Biden will have something to say about border security. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden says he'll be making an announcement about border security Thursday, ahead of a meeting next week with leaders in Mexico City. The swell of migrants who gather at the U.S.-Mexico border has been a flashpoint for the Biden administration and GOP critics who have blasted President Biden over his border security policies. He says he'll speak about that, and also announced on his way back from a Kentucky stop that he's planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border soon.
I'm going to see what's going on.
That would be his first visit to the border since taking office. President Biden meets Monday and Tuesday with the President of Mexico and their Canadian counterpart in Mexico City to discuss drug smuggling and immigration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.